Order, order.
The week in the House began with opposition leader Phil Goff and Prime Minister John Key resuming their argument over the wage gap with Australia.
Even on his own statistics, since he became Prime Minister, the wage gap between Australia and New Zealand has got wider, not narrower, as he promised.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, A, because it hasn't. B, no it hasn't.
Milestones turned into millstones when Economic Development Minister Gerry Brownlee revealed his first target on the road to wage parity with Australia.
That was to remove the millstones from around the neck of the New Zealand economy placed on them by the previous Labor government.
Fielding more questions from Mr Key about the milestones he had set as Economic Development Minister, Mr Brownlee gave this answer.
Thank you. On behalf of the Prime Minister, I invite the member to set that down as a question to the Minister for Economic Development.
And after redirecting questions for the Prime Minister about the Economic Development portfolio to himself as Minister of Economic Development, Mr Brownlee got Transport Minister Stephen Joyce to explain why he had failed to answer questions about milestones last week.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Economic Development, when I made the remark last week, I was giving that member what is technically known as a brush-off.
Confused you will be after this question from Labor's Economic Development spokesman, David Parker.
In light of the Minister of Economic Development's answer earlier today on behalf of the Prime Minister, when he was asked by Mr Goff, what are the targets or milestones to achieve income parity with Australia by 2025, which his Minister of Economic Development said in his answer last week that he had, to which the Minister of Economic Development on behalf of the Prime Minister said, please ask the Minister of Economic Development, I now ask him what those targets are.
David Parker's question was also answered for the Economic Development Minister by
the Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr Speaker, I can only reiterate on behalf of the Minister of Economic Development the answer to the primary question.
And Mr Joyce's answer to a question for Mr Brownlee on Wednesday was the subject of a question to the Economic Development Minister himself from Labor's Trevor Mallard on Thursday.
Did he or his office give Stephen Joyce, answering on his behalf yesterday, an answer that included the words brush off?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, yes.
A clear answer to that question, while the dispute over the wage gap remained unresolved, and party politics took precedence when Finance Minister Bill English launched the third reading debate of his appropriation bill, the finishing touch to the budget he delivered back in May.
Mr Speaker, this is an opportunity for the Parliament to debate the economy, and I had been looking forward to it.
But then he'd heard that Labor's Chris Carter had deserted his leader and been suspended from his party's caucus.
And all I can say is that they are following the playbook almost to a T.
Mr English was interrupted by a complaint from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Mr Speaker, we are debating the Appropriations Bill, and I actually would like to hear what the Treasurer's economic strategy is, and he has no responsibility for the Labor Party, and it has nothing to do with the Appropriations Bill.
But the Speaker ruled it was a wide-ranging debate, allowing Health Minister Tony Ryle to lead National MPs in a chant, quoting something Chris Carter had said on television.
Mr Goff is a very nice man, but he just can't win.
The appropriation bill containing the government spending estimates for this financial year was passed by 68 votes to 53 shortly after dinner on Tuesday. Next day, a sombre start with Mr Brownlee leading the House and mourning the death of a New Zealand soldier in Afghanistan.
Mr Speaker, it's with great sadness that I stand here to mark the first death in action of a New Zealand soldier for a decade.
Lieutenant Timothy O'Donnell became the first New Zealand soldier to be killed in combat since Private Leonard Manning in East Timor in the year 2000. After eulogies from party leaders, Defence Minister Wayne Mapp made this announcement in the general debate.
The national members will be looking at this role of New Zealand in the provincial reconstruction team, why we are there, what we intend to achieve, and how it serves our own security.
Wednesday's general debate was followed by progress on members' bills. All four, three from Labor MPs and one from ACT, failed to attract national support for a first reading. They were replaced on the members' order paper by four more drawn from the ballot on Thursday. Among them was an animal welfare bill from the Greens' Sue Kesley. She has a slim chance of getting it up for debate on the next members' day, scheduled for Wednesday, August the 25th. Parliament's adjourned for a week, back on Tuesday, August the 17th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.